me just say, in this room, I'm outgunned and I'm outclassed, and I know it, so I'm not going to talk very long. But, Lewis, I appreciate that. And my work with performance-based measures is relatively new in my career. I was the United States Attorney down in Charlotte, North Carolina, Western District of North Carolina, and before that I was a gang prosecutor. I was the first anti-gang coordinator in my district, and I've prosecuted the Outlaws motorcycle gang, sex, money, and murder out of New York, and a lot of street gangs. So my experience is as a practitioner prosecuting. When I came to the to work in the department last year, I quickly got to know Lewis and the vital role of the National Institute of Justice, because as we heard at lunch today from Lawrence Tribe, this administration is all about performance-based practices, and I totally appreciate that. The mission of the Department of Justice has got to be rigorous. It's got to be evidence-based. And the challenge we have now with so many initiatives out there is to make sure that we're holding them accountable and making sure that we are giving the American taxpayers and our communities the best that we can give them based upon rigorous science. And that's why I'm so excited about this particular panel, because it's one thing to measure how many convictions you get. It's quite another to measure performance-based practices in something as challenging as prevention in the world of gangs. So with that, I want to turn it over to the panel to talk about the book that they're writing, underscoring that this administration is all about making sure that we really do use the science to make sure that we move the mission forward. So thank you.